Good morning. Welcome. Glad you're choosing to spend time with us this morning in God's Word. And hopefully you will be blessed by what we're talking about this morning. We've been trying to focus on the power of God and who Jesus is, and I suppose the benefits of following Him. If you were here last week, my hope is that you learned that the Lord, your God, wants you to be successful in this life, and in order to succeed in this life, you must build on the right foundation, Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us, build your life on the solid rock, and your life will endure through eternity. When we come to the understanding that God wants to provide for our every need, we gain access to the one who holds the strength, courage, and help to get us through each new day. The Bible says in Philippians 4:19, "My God shall meet all your needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus." What an awesome thought! Paul viewed God as the one who would meet his every need. Read this chapter and you'll see Paul was acquainted with being in want, and he was familiar with walking in plenty. My friend, God has a rich storehouse of provision to meet your every need, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Let's pray. Father, I'm so glad that you promised to go before us, that you do have a perfect plan for our life, and what you want us to do is to believe and trust in you, that you know what is best for us, that you know the way we should go, and I pray that you would give us a mind to have understanding of what your word is saying to us this morning. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, how do we tap into this storehouse of provision? There's no way in outside of knowing Jesus Christ as your Savior. Without acknowledging Him, you have no way of opening this door. We must keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. God wants us to walk in His blessings each and every day, not occasionally or by accident, but willfully and deliberately. You might ask, James, is that even possible? And to that I say, absolutely. The way to get started in this type of lifestyle is to take hold of the truth that Jesus will provide. You must have faith that Philippians 4:19 is true. The idea of looking to Jesus to provide all you need may sound simple enough in theory, but truth be said, it's going to take some time to renew your mind to this way of thinking. You need to make Jesus Christ first in your life, your number one go-to guy before you start your day. And then as you go about your day, it's important to talk with Him about the decisions before you. And let Him show you where, when, and how to go about your day. There's a lesson to be learned from John 21. Here's the scene. Peter and some of his friends had been at work fishing all night. We pick up at verse 4. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called to them, "Friends, have you any fish?" "No," they answered. "Throw your net on the other side, and you'll find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Get this point. Jesus knows where the fish are. Maybe you've never thought God wants you to succeed. I can assure you that He does. He has a plan for you and for me. There are, though, some actions we must take. Psalm 16 offers some sound advice. David says in verse 8, "I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With Him at my right hand, I will not be shaken." We have looked at houses built on foundations, and when the storms come, they're not shaken. So clearly, David has learned to trust his God. In verse 11, he says, "You make known to me the path of life. You fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." In the New Testament, Paul tells us in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Philippians 4:19 said, my God shall meet all your needs. All your needs means all your needs, physical, emotional, relational. God will provide in every area of your life when you invite Him to. The problem is, sometimes we get our eyes off Jesus. Too often we tend to look to people for comfort to meet our needs. No person in the world will be able to meet all your needs, no matter how hard they try. We need to look to God. He alone can provide. Philippians 2:13 says, for it is God who works in you both to will and act according to His good purpose. I have found it important to make a conscious and deliberate decision to look to Jesus Christ as my source of strength and comfort to get through the day. We have to realize, though, that the Lord, who turned water into wine, healed the sick, and rose from the dead, actually lives in us by the Holy Spirit. Colossians 1:27 says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. If you could just experience the relationship Paul has with his God, once you have this revelation that Jesus Christ is your source of power to get through the day, then you will seek to look for Him in all your needs, whether physical, health, emotional, business, ministry, the list goes on and on. We have to remember, though, that God's ways are not our ways, and recognize if a door closes, we're not to lose heart. Why? Because your God is your provider, and you are trusting Him to bring an answer to you from another direction. He wants to partner with us in life and become our unlimited source of strength and power to get through each day. We need to come to understand that God's provisions are limitless and always available. I can't tell you how many times this truth has given me strength to carry on. I'd have given up long ago if I had not been grounded in the truth that Jesus Christ is my source of strength and comfort. If you want to unlock God's richest storehouse available to you, then you must start seeking, looking to Jesus Christ as the provider for all your needs. It begins with faith. My friend, this truth is a life changer. Learning to walk by faith, James 2:7 says, faith without works is dead. All throughout the Bible, men and women of God were driven to do something that would reflect their faith. It's not just believing in your heart. True faith will always lead to some kind of action. Obedience, outreach, evangelism, or whatever. The point is, you take a leap of faith that will be seen outwardly. Moses had to lift his rod for miracles. Joshua had to march around the city of Jericho 7 times. David had to face Goliath. He had to use his slingshot, but his faith was in his God. You may say, James, these are just stories, but these stories, these accounts pose a question. How do we show our faith to the world around us? Unlocking God's unlimited provision is to develop a mindset of expecting God to move through answered prayer. Paul said in Philippians 1:19-20, I know that through your prayers and God's provision of His Spirit, of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether in life or by death. Notice that Paul refers to the provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. He also says that his deliverance from his problem depended on prayer and his own expectation and hope. There's a definite connection between our faith and our state of mind. It's not mind over matter or a self-help program or thinking, oh, it'll all work itself out. The Bible is clear that we're called to be people who trust what God's Word says. Joshua 1:6-9 says, "Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord, your God, will be with you wherever you go." We are called to have the same attitude that Joshua and Caleb had when they spied out the land the Lord was giving to them. Numbers 13:30 tells us that when Joshua and Caleb returned, their mindset was, "We're able to overcome them." In contrast to the 10 spies that went with them, they had a faithless mindset. They said in verse 31, "We're not able to overcome them." The question arises, which attitude has power? To be honest, both. If you don't think that you can win, then you're defeated before you even begin. God wants us to be like Joshua and Caleb, who measured their ability to succeed with a God factor calculated in. That factor being, "My God shall meet all my needs." Obviously, in their own power, they could not defeat the enemy. But with God's help and His ability, they knew they could. Turning to the New Testament in 2 Corinthians 4:16-18, we see what Paul's attitude was in what he called momentary troubles. He says, "It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. Since we have the same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we're wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Consider what Paul's momentary troubles were. I mean, he was referring to things I doubt anyone has experienced. He's referring to beatings, stonings, shipwrecks, imprisonment, hungry, and all sorts of dangers. My friend, if you want to unlock God's richest storehouse, then you ask God to help you have a can-do attitude. Not a, "I can do this," but a, "God can do this through me." Focus on His ability. Try building your life with a positive outlook in mind. To unlock God's unlimited provision is learning how to get in position for miracles. This may be a new concept for you. I've heard it explained this way. Have you ever watched a child learn to catch a ball? I mean, at first they just stand there hoping the ball will magically fall into their hands. And over the course of time, they learn how to get into position. They reach out and they catch the ball. The truth is, miracles are a lot like that. Peter had to cast his net where Jesus told him to. And as you grow in your ability to follow God's leading, you need to learn when to take action and move, when to listen and follow directions, to experience the miracle, to catch the fish and to get them in the boat, or to receive the healing, or whatever the need may be. Colossians 1:10 says, "Live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the holy people in the kingdom of light." My prayer is that you'll know the joy of making Jesus Christ first in your life. Then, in the same way as Daniel, Jonah, and Paul, you'll be able to say confidently, "My God sent His angel. He shut the mouths of the lion." Or, "But you, Lord, my God, brought my life up from the pit." Or, today, for the first time, you'll be able to say with all the belief you can muster in your heart, "My God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus." Our greatest need in the world today is to keep Jesus first. Our God and our Father, teach us to seek You first and Your righteousness, and to understand that You provide all our needs, great and small, to get us through this thing we call life. Thank You, Jesus, for being our strength and comfort in these uncertain times. I ask these things in the matchless power of Jesus' name. Amen.